Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speaktheWordMinistry.net or call 855-505-2297.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
When your thoughts are fixed on God, fixed on His Word, you begin to see your circumstances from a completely different angle. What once looked like a mountain becomes a stepping stone.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Satan's Newest Tactic Against You.
Speak the Word.
You know, I can't tell you what a huge difference in my life since God revealed to me the power that's in His Word and the power in my mouth. That everything that I've been wanting and praying and dreaming about is in my mouth.
Yes.
And all I have to do is speak it and believe it in my heart and write it down. It helps. If you want something, get a plan and write it down, you know. Even when the enemy stole my house from me, my husband, my house, everything, I prayed about that. And the Lord, He'll give you a verse to pray. And when I was talking to my sister one day, I said, because he stole my beach house too, I said, one day I'm going to live on the water again. And I didn't know where it was going to be. I thought it was going to be somewhere in North Carolina, you know, since I lived in North Carolina. And when I did, the Lord gave me the verse in Proverbs about, I think it's 31, but I'm not sure. But He said that you shall identify the thief. He said, if you identify the thief, He's got to give it back to you seven times over.
Right.
And I said, Lord, I hadn't thought about that. And so I wrote it down. And then I began to write in my book the kind of house I wanted. I didn't know it was going to be on Virginia Beach. And I didn't know it was going to be with a new husband. God is good.
Yes.
We know that He's good. We recognize that He loves us and that He's good, but He's waiting on us.
Yes.
We're waiting on Him and He's waiting on us.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Write it down. Get a picture. You know, it tells you in Habakkuk 2, I think.
Yes.
Get a vision, write it down, and make it large so you can see it. Everybody can see it.
Woo!
And that's what I do. Yes. Write it down.
Thank you,
as a matter of fact, you know, whatever He speaks, it should be important enough to you that you want to write it down. God speaks to you, write it down. Praise God.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. You know, He began revealing to me, like I said, this in the 90s and 2005 began to speak to me, and I write it down. You know, and like I said, I have to admit that the things that He was impressing upon me, like I said, was so impossible that it was just hard to believe. But you know, brothers and sisters, we're living in a different world today than what we lived in 20 years ago or even 2 years ago or even a year ago. And every day it's changing before our eyes. The Lord would not have us either to be ignorant about Satan's devices. In 2 Corinthians 2:11, it says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we're not ignorant of his devices. I know here that he's talking about forgiving others in this particular scripture, but I don't think that God wants us to be ignorant about any of Satan's devices. As a matter of fact, in 1 Corinthians 14:38, he says, but if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. But you know, brothers and sisters, ignorant simply means the lack of knowledge.
Amen.
Ignorant is not negative, it's not bad, it's not demeaning, and it's not criticism. There are many topics that I'm ignorant of, that I don't have knowledge on. However, there are some things as Christians we need to know about.
Amen.
You know, we don't need to be ignorant. We need to be knowledgeable in the Word of God. The Bible says, I forgot exactly how it's worded, but he says we should not be wise in this area, but be very wise in this area. In other words, in the worldly way, we should not be very knowledgeable.
Right.
But in his world, we should be very knowledgeable.
Yeah, right.
And that's what he's saying. So we really don't want to be wise over here. We can be ignorant over there, but we need to be wise over there.
Right.
Praise God. And one of the most important things is how to fight our battles and guard ourselves against Satan's attacks. Another way that Satan is trying to destroy us is through the news media, filling us with fear, dread, and doubt. Saints, people can be gullible. They can be made to believe any lie because either they want to believe it's true or because they're afraid that it's true. You know, we know that many are gullible. Otherwise, the cult system wouldn't exist. Modern politics wouldn't be what they are today. The government would not be dictating what our children learn in school and also not be encouraging them to become a different sex, a different gender. You know, as I said before, in Hosea 4:6, he said, "My people are destroyed because they have no knowledge or lack of it." You know, I taught a message a long time ago titled, "Your Voice is Your Address in the Realm of the Spirit." Dr. Rita Singh is a research scientist at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and she reached out to me after listening to one of my sermons called Voice Profiling, a message about the importance of speaking God's Word. My point in sharing this info from Dr. Singh is to show you that scientists are catching up with what the Bible says about speaking God's Word. You know, God wants us to speak His Word to help us to know how to fight sickness in our bodies and how to fight poverty, and how to defend ourselves against technology or any tactic the devil tries to use against us. But Dr. Rita Singh, as I said, is a research scientist, and she sent me her whole program that she did in Chile, and she did one in Italy. But she's been studying voice technology for over 25 years. And some of the things that she was telling me that they can now do is something else. What they can do with your voice. And my point is, we don't think that our voice is powerful. But you know, she is able to take one person, and that person can say, ah. Three people say, ah. And out of that, she can determine, you know, from the recording, this person is healthy. This person here has Alzheimer's, is on the verge of getting Alzheimer's, and this person over here is healthy. The criminologist asked her to help them because this person had stole from this elderly couple all their money and sold their house. But she was able to help them by identifying how old he was from a 10-minute recording, how old he is, how tall he is, what nationality he is, and he had a 3-image of his face, what he looks like, just from the voice. And you think your voice is not powerful. You think your imagination won't do something. I'm standing up here today to tell you imagination will do a lot. And your voice is sharper than a two-edged sword. Praise God. You just got to use it. You be that warrior that God created you to be. He created you to be a warrior. He didn't create you to be a loser. He created you to be an overcomer. More than a conqueror. And you can't do that unless you take that sword down there, which is here, and start using it. Start cutting the devil in pieces. Start stomping on him instead of letting him stomp on you. He doesn't have any authority over you. You belong to Jesus Christ. And people say, well, you let the devil in. You cannot let the devil in because you don't even belong to yourself. You belong to God. You don't give a thief permission to come in. A thief comes in. He's a thief. You know, the Bible says he's a thief. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He is a thief that steals. And a liar. Your body, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it belongs to God Almighty. And so you can't let him in. You can be influenced by spirits, but they can't possess you. But you can be influenced if you're around them. You can be influenced. But he don't own you. You're God's daughter, son. And he can't let him in. You don't give him permission. You know, I used to think that myself. I used to teach that. And I said, Lord, wake up. You know, I belong to you. You know, you belong to him. Praise God. You know, so don't worry about that. You know, if anything happened to the enemy, yeah, he's going to bring things on you. But you don't have to accept it. You don't have to receive it. And if you just get an urge that something's coming, speak to it. You know, praise God.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His Word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, we thank You for the power that is in Your Word. According to Your Word in Revelations, when Jesus returns, He will be clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and the name by which He is called is the Word of God. Hallelujah. Help us to understand, Father, that Your Word is what You created the earth with and everything in it, and is held together with Your Word. And You have created us in Your image, and this is the way that we receive things, is by giving voice to Your Word. Help us to understand that when we speak things the devil puts in our hearts, he uses them to defeat us. But if we speak life, life is what we will get. We thank You that our God is the host of the armies and there is nothing to fear. We are aware that we're not waging war against flesh and blood alone, but our fight is against tyrants, against authorities, against supernatural powers and demon princes. And we're so thankful that the Word You have given to us to fight with is sharper than a two-edged sword and will cut through anything and will break into pieces the rock of most stubborn resistance. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord, that we are no longer gullible to the lies of the enemy. And by wielding the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, we will win every battle, every time, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the Word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the Word of God, against the Word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speakthewordministry.net or call 855-505-2297.